This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, May 28th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call in today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family island, the number there is 242-300-5720. And of course, our text line is powered by BTC. The number there is 422-4796. I suppose I have guests today. They may be coming late. BNT, Bahamas National Trust, they're supposed to be doing some big thing, and they're not here. So I'm assuming that they may have made an appointment for 11:30 and not 11 o'clock, which is odd. So I will speak until 11 o'clock, 11:30 that is, and if they show up, I will make room for them, right? And if they don't show up, that means I'm here for this whole hour and I need to find things to talk about. So might as well start the conversation by this open line. This can be an open line Thursday until the BNT finally shows up. Tomorrow, I suppose I've guessed, a lot of churches coming tomorrow to explain the activities they plan to be doing over the weekend. But today was to be a BNT day. I still supposed to have Miss Benaby from the BNT to reach out to me to explain all of the parks and also to explain the park on by Harold Pond. She promised me. I happened to reach out to her and say, hey, remember you promised to send somebody? How come no one reach? How come no one reach yet? So I'll do that afterwards. Let me go to my phone because as usual, you know, you're always supposed to prep just in case your guests do not show up. And what I wanted to do, just tell you what I'm dealing with. One of my accounts, and I explained this to a listening audience before, that one of my accounts was hacked. This is account which I paid the mortgage on. So technically, I don't use the account. I just deposit money. The bankers take out the money. It was hacked, and I reported to the bank, and the bank was efficient. The bank was efficient in terms of their customer service. I had issues initially with customer service, with security, and I got over that because the bank manager, the whatever, the consultants were there who deals with customer service, they responded in kind and was generous and said, hey, we can give you back your money. And they within maybe a week or two, I got $500 back. But before I got my $500, which I did not know, was that my account was hacked twice. When I say hacked twice, I mean I got hacked twice on the same day. This is a skimmer, and I'm going to look for that on my phone because our police just arrested a skimmer. These foreign people have come to our country and rob us blind, and I'm going to read that because let me even go back further. This is the second time I've been hacked in my life. I guess I can start calling banks, right? I'm a CIBC primarily customer, and when I started my CIBC journey when I was young, right, I got hacked for maybe about $1,000 way back then. I just started using my debit card. I think CIBC is one of those pioneers for the debit card, and this was 97, 2000 thereabouts. So I remember it took like a month, 2 months, 3 months to get my money, and I was vexed, right? And say, man, how can these people take my money? And at that time, I didn't make no money. So when you get hacked, $1,000, you hurt because I had no money. I think they froze the account too, and I couldn't maneuver, you know? So I had experience with getting hacked. And the same scammer type things, you put your card in the machine, and they read it off and or whatever. Now I'm being hacked, so I guess I could call the bank now, since I called CIBC from Finco, right? Like I say, Finco was efficient. You know, Finco is Royal Bank. Finco don't have a debit card, right? Just a regular client card. And I didn't even know they had online banking. So when I realized I was hacked, I was surprised because I said, man, I don't check this account. I just deposit because I don't do any type of online thing. I thought it was impossible. Honestly, I thought it was impossible to get hacked. And I realized, no, right? So back to my initial story. Let me tell you this. Finco been having some issues in terms of trying to stop and arrest and make sure they curtail this scammer person. They've been doing a number of activities, and very impressive. One of the things that they initiated was they lower my withdrawals from $1,000 to $500. That's for everybody, right? To stop the bleeding of this hacker type person. They lower it to about $500 withdrawals, right? I understand that. I was frustrated because I just need money. But especially how it's not a debit card, like it's not like I could do other things. So I was stuck with money for a while. And I said, but I guess get used to the $500. Recently, they have moved it from $500 to now I only can withdraw $100 a day. You know, that vexed me because I said, what I could do with $100, right? Right? So I was a little concerned about that, but I understand that they're trying to arrest the situation, right? So I cast a blind eye to it. But back to my situation and the story, what I'm trying to get out is that on this particular day, when I personally withdraw $400, and as I withdraw $400, some entity, some monster, withdraw another $500 from my account. You know, they only have a maximum of $500 could have come off, right? So that was $900 come out of my account, which I could make a case and say, see, you all have a maximum of $500, that's $900 come off. And they say, yes. They're going to reimburse me. But little unbeknownst to me, the same hacker took another $500 off my account on the same day. So I had a total of $1,400 come off of my account, right? So you know I vexed. So far, I only get $500 back. It's been 2 months now, 3 months now. So I'm a little concerned, Mr. Finco. I'm a little concerned. And I want my money. I want my money. So as soon as I come off the air today, because I just checked it, I plan to go and ask what happened to my money. I wanted to read the article because our police just arrested somebody, right? And I saved the article on my page, and I'm trying to go through my page to see what all I have saved on it. But it looks like I can't find it. But in any event, our police found a foreign national, one of them European people, one of those European people who tend to come down to the Bahamas, just like the last time when I was with CIBC. These European companies, they technology, and they put it on to our machine and take all the people's money. So hopefully the bank's able to get it rectified, and hopefully I'm going to get my money soon enough. But I'm happy that our police force was prudent and wise and efficient enough to capture this boy. And I hope they lost his behind in jail. Right? You don't do this to Bahamians. And the idea that he came all the way to the Bahamas and tried to rob us, I hope they lost him in jail. You know? They need more Conky Joe-looking people in Fox Hill Prison. So I'm hoping they find him and lost him in jail. But continuing today. Today's going to be an open line Thursday, right? That means you can call in and talk about whatever you like to call in. One of the things I would like to talk about is this new ministry of innovation, this new ministry of culture. We can start off with the ministry of culture. What exactly are we expecting or do we want or should be involved in a ministry of culture? Just when the Junker News should call in. because junglers tend to be quiet, right? They claim they're the premier cultural expression in the Bahamas, but they don't do enough. They just want Rush. That's it. Once they get to Rush, nothing else matters. They won't write no book. They won't leave no legacy. They just want Rush. That's me. That's me critiquing Junker News in general. But I want to talk about the Ministry of Culture and Heritage and explain the difference between heritage and culture. Culture is what we do every day. Culture tends to change over the period of time. But culture is what the majority of us do as a part of what we do. And then there's heritage. Heritage is what we inherit from the past. Not necessarily that we do every day, right? But what we came from, right? We have an African heritage, but not an African culture. See, now people need to understand what the difference between culture and heritage. Culture is what we do every day. Not thinking about it, we just do. Heritage is what we inherit. Things that we used to do. We ain't doing no more, right? Things that our granny say, man, you keep that. So sometimes old buildings is a heritage because we inherited that. And of late, we have had a number of old buildings that we are tearing down, right? Just recently, there was an Olive Hotel. It's on Blue Road next to the Methodist Church there. When my mother first came to the Bahamas, she stayed at the Olive Hotel there, right? That was in 1971, 70. She came to the Bahamas, right? That's over 50-odd years ago. She stayed there. So this was a place, one of those hotels where only black people could have gone to, by the way, to stay, right? A number of Caribbean nationals came through the Bahamas to work in the Bahamas as policemen and so on. So that Olive Hotel was one of the places that they had to stay because they couldn't stay in any place until they find the residence, whatever it is. So to have a significant building like that, something that is part of our heritage, to say that we came from here, to be built those unceremoniously, I assume it doesn't belong to government, because I believe it belonged to government, our government, someone was going to lobby, say, government, you try to save that. But we have a number of private buildings. The owners either can't afford to refurbish the building, right, have no interest in refurbishing these buildings, or, you know, especially like with, Munnings. No? What his name is? The gentleman who sell all the rum, who is the treasurer for the PLP, and the person, the name escaping me for right now. I'm thinking Percy the number man, but I'm thinking Camp, Audley Camp. A number of Audley Camp buildings, there's a discrepancy on the ownership. Right, he had some inside children, outside children, and leaving, dying without a will, and given not given specific people in your family authority over the property. So there's a dispute over the property and who or properties and who own these properties. So a number of these older buildings, right, don't necessarily have anyone who have legal title to it. So it continues to move on to generation to generation, and nobody claiming the property. So as these buildings become dilapidated, right? As these buildings become dilapidated, these 100-year-old buildings, 120-year-old buildings become dilapidated, the government's looking at it, becoming an eyesore, and they have to make some tough decisions. Say, man, either they harboring criminal elements, harboring rodents, right, and they got to bulldoze it down. So now our government decided to bulldoze a number of these heritage-type buildings to our dismay, to our public, to people who love the Bahamas, the bygone era. And we need now private citizens who have some means and some influence now to say, hey, we will be responsible for refurbishing this, right? I'm not sure if we have the wherewithal, the gumption, the strength to do things like that. I have a text here that says, CA, I hope you realize how he probably got his skimming equipment here, right through the customs where they harass the dark-skinned natives and allow Anglo tourists and tricky Anglo natives to just slide through without search. I have seen all over the world, and I don't care where you come from. You never just walk through unless your luggage was X-ray prior to. We have to fix this. And that may be so, right? We tend not to check tourists' bags. And when I say tourists, we check residents' bags because residents tend to import things. Tourists tend to just bring clothes as a usual thing. Black or white tourists, Asian tourists. It doesn't have to be white people. And I see this person is saying because this gentleman was white that his bags wasn't checked. We just don't tend to check tourist bags because tourists come in for a week, 3 days, right? What usually they bring it in. Everything goes through scanner because we always scanning for bombs. Right, we always scanning for aerosol equipment, sprays and cans and stuff like that. So all the bags are checked, but by the scanners. But the physically check by customs, I understand why they don't check tourists. So I hear you, Texter, but I understand why they don't check tourists. And the same reason why I see it fitting that you don't have Bahamians residents do not go through immigration. I return it home. Give me a returning home line, and they let me come through. Show my passport, and they whatever, get a stamp. But you don't got to scrutinize me. Scrutinize the tourists for that. Who coming into your country? They need visa or anything to come through here. You can't send me back. I home. I have my passport. So I see when they have different categories or different demands for different people. I see if I have a caller here. But we're talking about it's open line. But I want to talk about the Ministry of Culture in particularly, and then the Ministry of Innovation. Like, what does that entail? What do we anticipate? What do we want? What should we be demanding? I'm concerned I'll be in more like a picture-taking ministry. Let's go to the caller, and I explain why I think it's going to be a picture-taking ministry, where we may have to challenge the minister and say, man, I expect more. You need to pass some laws. You need to do some work, groundwork. But we need to push Bahamian culture forward. Let's go to the phone call there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hello, Siri.
Hey, how you doing?
This chairman, Christian, not necessarily any company there, but you're coming to private yard, you're coming to crew with rules, and when you walk by, no one's check you.
Good point.
Not necessarily airport.
Good point. And especially, caller, coming through the cruise line. I've stopped in Nassau on a cruise line. And they don't search nothing. You just walk out and with your suitcase and call it that. So you can pass through a security checkpoint because it's porous. And yes, and I appreciate you reminding us. And some of these equipment you could take apart, right? Piece of this and piece of that, and you just say, man, these computer equipment. But anything else, caller? Are you going already? Okay, the caller is gone. But I appreciate the caller, and the caller is definitely right. This text to say, no CA, you check it. You check it out. They even harass dark-skinned tourists, especially if they have family here. If you have family here, technically you're in tourist, you're Bahamian returning home. So I see what you say, especially if you have family here. But I see black American tourists and Asian tourists who are not harassed, right? Especially African American tourists who have issues, who say, no, we always not getting discriminated, they loud. And I find that our customs and immigrations are very charitable with them. Anyone with American accent, man, they foreigners, don't worry about them. Let them go through. So I hear you, Texter, but I, as a rule, we tend not to stress out tourists in general. So I find that the article from Eyewitness News, actually, Eyewitness News Bahamas, says ATM skimming arrest. A Bulgarian, see where that man come from? I don't even know where Bulgaria is. A Bulgarian man has been arrested following a coordinated operation involving officers from the Financial Crimes Investigating Branch and the police bomb squad in connection with an alleged ATM skimming operation. Preliminary reports indicate that shortly after 9 p.m. at night, officers conducted a targeted operation at a financial institution in the Eastern New Providence. I live in the Eastern New Providence. I wonder if it's the bank where I get skimmed $1,000 from. I'm just saying it sounds like it. I'm not saying that it is, right? Preliminary reports indicated that shortly after 9 p.m., officers conducted a targeted operation at a financial institution in eastern New Providence, during which the suspect was intercepted. That means he was in the middle of doing what he's doing. During the operation, police recovered a specialized electronic equipment believed to have been used to commit financial crimes, including an ATM skimming devices, that's devices plural, and concealed pinhole camera components. So this gentleman came prepared. He had a couple of devices, so that means he put it in multiple banks, and then he had the pinhole camera. So I believe they captured him because these banks made sure the camera is working, right? And they was waiting for him because he might have done it for a while, right? Continuing the article before I go to the column, it said the initial investigation suggests that the suspects may be linked to a sophisticated, highly mobilized, organized criminal network that is intent on launching coordinated attacks on local financial institutions. So it seems like it's a network. That means it's more than one person doing this, and they targeting all of our banks in general. Says the suspect remains in police custody. I hope they welcome him, a Bahamian welcome, a good Bahamian welcome, so when he comes back here, he understands how you act accordingly in the Bahamas. And I endorse it if they welcome him properly. The suspect remains in police custody and is assisting investigators with ongoing inquiries. Police investigation into the matter remains active, and further information will be released as it becomes available. They need to welcome that man. They need to warm him, make sure he's warm in those cold, drafty cell at Foxhill. But they need to welcome him. Make sure he feel welcome, like he's one of us. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, C.A.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm pretty good. No back and forth today, eh?
It all depends on what you're talking about.
Okay, so you're still interested in finding out who is number one and possibly a size 8, I don't know. But I hear you see you're talking about the Ministry of Innovation.
Innovation and culture, yes.
And culture. Very two key components to getting us back on track. Because when you're talking innovation, they said it's a practical implementation of new or completely improved ideas, products, services, or processes that creates measurable value. So that's a very important ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly is the Ministry of Innovation?
I do not know. And I get that question because we have two new ministries. Two new ministries, and I do not know their location. I don't know who will be the parliament
secretary. Do we know how
secretary.
Many staff they would need?
I don't know.
I mean, be talking about it, and you can create something if you don't know. You don't have nothing in existence to...
I don't know. And these are good questions. No, it can't be a name and paper because these, like you said, these are important.
What the ministry is, how many staff, what is the budget? All of these things we need to know.
Yeah.
But you could celebrate. Then the Ministry of Culture. That is desperately needed in our country. You know, when we get to the point where we are celebrating 242 Day, you know our culture is in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are celebrating ourselves. Imagine that. I celebrating eating Kong fritter or Kong salad. I celebrating eating wearing Bahamian colors. There's a day put aside for that, right?
There is a 2-4-2 day.
But you see how nonsensical it is, right?
I don't necessarily say it's nonsensical, no.
I mean, I
believe
celebrate,
in celebrating
why
ourselves
celebrate
no matter
your
what.
Life. I mean, it's something that you do every day.
Every chance we have, we need to celebrate ourselves.
But we can celebrate it every day.
But we celebrate...
Why we stop? That means we do it for one day. What happened to the 364 days?
Clever, you have a birthday.
I mean, what you say?
You have a birthday.
I have a birthday.
And even though I celebrate life every day, I take my birthday off.
Yeah, but we celebrate our birthday on July 10th, doesn't we?
And now we have two celebrations. Now, celebrations every other week.
Our culture is becoming extinct.
No, I would say that the Bahamian people are lax in terms of celebrating themselves. We self. And now we dependent on government to celebrate we self.
Okay, what's wrong? We're a tourist nation. What's wrong with having our gold aquamarine, gold, black, and aquamarine all over the place every day? What's wrong with that?
Because it can get dull out. We have special days to celebrate. But hold on. Private citizens need to pull up the gold aquamarine on their things. and yeah, it don't have to be government.
Thing,
but you all,
day,
you all don't want
all
celebrate.
All over the U.S. you go, you can see that, you can see that star-spangled banner.
And that's the private citizens. The problem is, we, it's us, it's you. It's you who is celebrating. We want government to do it for us.
No, I'm saying that it should always... anymore, government should lead the charge, man. This is the Bahamas.
But, and now we have
everybody
a whole
know where they
ministry
they
of culture that we don't know the where and all of, that we need a push into.
Let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Why I say culture is so important. Where can I go and find some nice Bahamian food?
I have guests here. We just get
you
here.
No.
The place,
that's my point.
Not the show. The place on East Bay Street and West Bay Street, and where the boats is.
Yeah, but then you see the challenge that you have. Now, when I was growing up, we had the shoals, we had the reef, we had Three Queens, we had Traveler's Rest. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on and on. And
all you got to do is open up your Bahamian restaurant. You don't think so?
Government is going to give me a grant to do it.
Oh, you want free money?
Yeah, you know, free money, that's for all developed countries.
I say...
Get grants every single day, CA. Every day. All they do is come here to Britain, they can get tens of acres of land, they can get funding, they can get utilities.
You want to open up a restaurant, go to SBDC. They give you all kind of money you want. You go that... I can give you... Roll is her name, Samantha Roll. I can text her now
yeah,
and tell her...
Yeah, but I'm just showing you some. If I'm doing a Bahamian project, right? I want to open up an authentic Bahamian restaurant.
Yes, SBDC.
I should be able to go and get funding once the brand is durable and it can work. We should be able to go and get funding.
SBDC. Yes, I just tell you where to go.
Now, you could go there as much as you want, but ain't nothing going to happen. You know that. But it just goes to show, CA. Mm-hmm. We need, and one more thing before I go.
Yes.
We talk about the budget,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
I'm here, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, we are talking about the budget. I believe, CA, you see, during the election time, you see persons, they've been going around these various different parties, they've been canvassing the area. The PLP said they'll do the F&M because they had the F&M had pencil and paper. All of these things that they're doing, right? But when you're talking a budget, that budget, I believe, Samson said that I talk and it's just a fantasy talk, but then it's a good talk. I believe the budget should start from the bottom up as opposed to the budget coming from the top down. For example, I'm sure they would have found a lot of things that persons have been lobbying for years in their respective communities.
Like what?
None of it have been mentioned
like
in
what?
This budget.
Like what?
I'm here to say.
Like what? Like what?
You may
like
find
what?
Out that Carmichael needs another school. You may find out that.
But they did a census, and they're going to do another school in Grand Bahama.
I'm just saying, CA, this is how you do a realistic budget so everybody could get touched.
But it appears as if they did that because they bring the school. You give an example, and I said, yes, they did that because the school is coming.
They didn't do that.
What do you mean they didn't do that?
You didn't know what was in the budget.
I know that there's a school
you
coming.
You didn't know what was in the budget.
But I know
we
there's
to
a
sit
school
down and tell the
coming.
Government decide to look at things that they deem is significant.
So you're saying that you want to know what's going to be in the budget before it gets in the budget.
Developed countries, they sit back and they can listen and they can hear that. They can hear things that they've been lobbying for, introducing their budget.
Yeah.
That's how it's done. But we in the Bahamas, we have to sit on our hands.
Who
and
in the South,
see if anything is in it
who in the Southeast Bahamas been lobbying for school? Just tell me.
I just use it as an example.
Give me an example
that you
know of specifically.
Golden Gates need more streetlights. They need more speed
bumps. Who in Golden Gates do you know lobbying for streetlights?
All scores of people. I'm
the group
about
name.
Things.
Give me
I'm
a group
just trying
name.
To show you how backward we are as a country.
You are complaining, but not giving any sound
you
example.
You are talking about complaining.
I just want to give some examples that people say, yeah, I see that happening. Just give me a couple good examples. None?
You don't see nothing happening. These things that we talk about, another thing.
Go ahead.
The government didn't address their issue of spending. Why can't we get a concept similar to the Department of Government and Efficiency, a DOGE concept, to curtail all of these wasteful spending?
Has
you know
any opposition asked for the...
Spend $250 $50 million.
Can you tell me if any of the oppositions lobbied to have any Doge type concept?
I don't know whether they did, but
that
I'm
means we don't want it.
That means
we don't want it.
Maybe they did not.
Yeah,
but
that means we don't want it. Why are you bringing up things that the Bohemian people don't want?
You can't say that. You can't.
I can say it because you can't give me no example. You don't give me
about the cost of living, inflation, all these other things. If we could turn and we address our wasteful spending, maybe some of these taxes that have been placed on us, we wouldn't need no more.
I hear you, Clever. But Clever, I have another guest to go speak to.
Fair enough.
Thanks very much, though. Let me get to this guest. Why? Because that BNT finally arrived. Because they supposed to be here from 11 o'clock, not 11:30. So let me see what they're talking about. But let's go to these callers, and then we'll introduce my guests and see what they're highlighting today at BNT. And welcome, by the way. It's good to see you both here again. You can say welcome to everybody. Bring the mic closer to your mouth, though.
And she didn't want to talk.
She didn't want to talk at all?
No.
But it's a talk show. Yeah. Let's go to these callers first, and then I clear the line so we can talk with BNT, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. None of the lines working? Go ahead, caller. You live, caller. Go ahead. Turn down your radio, and I'm talking to you. No?
This call will be recorded.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM,
hey,
you live.
Hey, CA, how you doing? Good morning, CA.
Good morning, how you doing?
You know, the last caller, they bringing up things we ain't really want. The majority got what we wanted, but everything is fine in the country right now. The sun's out, no rain. I'm heading to Montague Beach, and it took me a long time driving around to find one of these nothing burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it in a combo, biggie-sized, of course.
Okay.
And the biggie-sized nothing burger is on the way. And I hope you enjoy it. It's very tasty, I hear.
Okay.
You have a good one.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Let's try Claire Ollie's live one time. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Hello.
Hello, you live?
Nuri.
Go ahead.
Hi, morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing okay, Nuri. Good morning to the nation.
Yeah.
I was just listening to you and Claire was talking. Caught the tail end of it, but Cleva, I don't know if you were tuning in fully to the newly minted Minister of Finance, but I thought he was very, very clear in his communication. I thought he provided a whole heap of details in the budget. You know, Cleva, if you are paying attention to what he is saying, right, and you look at our financial circumstances in the country, right, our debt to GDP. By 2031, right? If we could avoid any unforeseen national disaster, right, that would bleed heavily on our finances, our debt to GDP will be down to 30%, 31%. That would be extra phenomenal. Extra. We are moving in a direction based upon the communication, the financial statement, the budget statement, from the Minister of Finance, the Honorable Michael Elkides. We are strongly moving in the right direction with revenue collection, right? With monitoring and maintaining and properly overseeing, proper oversight of our expenditure, right? With investment in the country that will help to broaden the horizon, not only for New Providence, but for Grand Bahama, for Zuma, for Elutra, for Abaco, for Cat Island, Rumpy, Salvador, for Mica. Listen, man. Well.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we finally have BNT to explain what's happening at the Bahamas National Trust. They're late, but I'm happy that they're here to explain what's happening. So we'll be right back.
God, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody go on come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. Of course, we have BNT finally here. I'm excited about them. They're actually celebrating their Spring in Motion. That more like it sounds like a membership drive, right? And as usual, we have our BNT membership drive coordinator person who's printed all the tickets. I'm still waiting on my membership card. She's in studio. She even brought guests, but the guest is not talking. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about what is this Spring in Motion thing.
Spring in Motion is a membership drive. Okay. It's a wellness-focused membership drive that's happening from at the Retreat Gardens from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So the Retreat Gardens are on Village Road across from Queens College. You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And it starts from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. And if I want to be a member of the BNT, right, what do I need to bring?
All right. So if you want to be a member of the BNT, we're going to have cash, so you can bring some cash.
Okay, cash.
As well as credit card. We're going to have some credit card machines there at the door. So if you sign up at the door, you will get a drink ticket, and you can get a free drink from one of our vendors.
Oh, this is a vendor event. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, tell me about the event for this membership drive so people can understand what to expect when they come. And which date is it again?
May 30th.
May 30th.
Okay. So this Saturday from 8 to 2.
Okay. This Saturday from 8 to 2 is a membership drive. It's called
Correct.
Spring in Motion, but you have vendors. What right. kind of vendors will be there?
So this is a wellness-focused event. We have a wellness pavilion. We're going to have a masseuse. We're going to have a vendor out there selling body butters, body scrubs. We're also going to have henna that's going to be under the wellness pavilion. And we're going to have we have some drinks. I know it's wellness focused, but you know our Bahamians love a good cocktail.
Mm.
So if you sign up for membership, you'll be able to go to Casa Garcia, which is a brand from BWA.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have mimosas as well as sangria. Bahamas Botanical will be out there as well, and they're going to be serving a guava spritz. And if you sign up at the door, you get a drink ticket, and you get to choose one of those drinks.
So if I sign up at the door, I get a ticket, and I can take advantage of one of these drinks that you have there.
Correct.
You know you don't call no kind of food or pastry, right?
I got you. It's coming.
Go ahead.
All right, so we're going to also have a food court. So we're going to have the taco truck out there. You ever tried them?
Yes.
It's really good.
I like tacos.
Right. And we're going to have Umami. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
They're very popular. They sell matcha. Have you ever tried matcha?
No, I don't know what matcha is.
Well, this is your time to try it.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to have like spring rolls, steamed dumpling. It's like Asian flair.
It's Asian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are they black Asian or white? Yeah. Asian.
It's Asian inspired.
Oh, okay.
It's Bahamian owned, but it's Asian inspired. We're also going to have Chillin' Time. They're a vendor. They sell native sorbets.
Okay.
So last time I tried her soursop. I also tried her passion fruit, mango, guava. She got the works.
Good.
And then we're going to have Island Poke. So they're going to have you ever tried an acai bowl? Acai bowl.
No, what is that?
It's, I think they use dragon fruit.
Wow.
Or you could use different.
That's how Asian too.
It might be an Asian fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a smoothie in a bowl.
Okay.
And then you have toppings like granola, fresh fruit, coconut shavings, things like that.
Oh.
And then they also have poke bowls.
What's a poke bowl?
A poke bowl, I think it's Hawaiian inspired. It's rice. They have some fresh fish.
Oh, that's food food.
It's food food. And then like edamame,
so
seaweed.
I'm going to come there to have a cultural experience while I was, like, look, sign up for this membership.
Correct.
I'm going to travel in the South Seas. I like that.
It's an international flair.
It's soon summer. And you know, my child goes to BNT every summer to do that summer thing, right?
What summer thing?
Eco camp? Camp.
All right, awesome. Camp is coming up.
And I want to know what kind of benefits I can get from this if I become a membership. And I get discount on certain things?
Yes. So we have a lot of membership benefits. So you do get discounts to things such as Eco Camp, which is coming on, I think it's June.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my...
I just want to work with a discount.
Yes. Okay. So I think you get like 10% off or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get, as a member, you get free admission to all the BNT national parks.
Okay.
To our events, you get discounts, entrance. So such as Spring in Motion,
mm-hmm.
if you're a member, you get in for $25. If you're a non-member, you get in for $35.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a kiddie corner. So if you're a member and you sign up for one of the classes and you don't know what to do with the kids, mm-hmm. you can drop them off for free. Mm-hmm. Non-member is $5 per person.
Mm-hmm. Well, but also high-end events, because BNT has some high-end events, at which I also, I can't afford that. I have four people I got to be paying for. Do I get discount with my membership card at the BNT?
What is the high-end event? Like Wine and Art?
Yes, Wine and Art.
So you do get a 10% discount at Wine and Art if you're a member.
Good.
And then we also have like a reciprocal arrangement. So if you travel and you want to go, I think it's Mozambique, you go to Scotland, England, you want to go to the national parks over there, you either get in for free or you get a discount.
Look at that.
Yes. And then we also have discounts through the BNT Rewardship Program. So you get discounts to Battery and Tire. We also have... Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm listening to Battery and Tire. I need new tires.
Yeah, 25% off as a member.
That's a good discount.
That's four tires. You get one free. 25% off. If you want to go on an excursion, you can go to Barnfree Charters. Our members get 20% off. So you want to go to Harbor Island, do an excursion. You want to see the pigs in Exuma.
Is there a list of places I can get discount from?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you go on our website, if you just search up rewards, BNT, it'll come in Google.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm excited about this. Read everything out and make sure everybody who's listening knows what all they can get if they show up at this event on the 30th, which is going to be on Saturday, this Saturday coming.
Right.
Okay.
So we have Morning Reset Yoga with LaToya Anderson, a Sun and Sea Wellness, Zumba with Move by Myra, and then we're going to have Spindrift Studios. We're also going to have cycling sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of the vendors. So we're going to have the drinks. We're going to have the wellness pavilion. We got the kitty corner. We got the food. And then we also have the different sessions. And then we're going to have line dancing too.
So do I need to bring extra money besides the entrance fee? For some of these vendors, I need to pay some stuff.
Yeah, you need to bring the cash. I would encourage you to bring cash so you could buy your food, buy your body butters, your body scrubs. And then you can also... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you want to sign up for the spin class as well, it's going to be an extra fee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I assume that you all plan to take pictures to like be featured on your BNT page and stuff like that.
Yes. So if you, I'm going to be at the door. So if I see you,
getting free then.
Oh, I say all of that.
Okay. Just check.
But I can make sure that we take a picture together. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to have like a little backdrop.
Yeah.
You could have a photo moment.
Yeah.
What's that called? A little photo booth. You can have a photo booth on one of the lawns.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So you can get your photo.
Good. I need some free things from BNT. But like I said, last time you come here, I said I'm going to invest in my membership. I paid for my membership.
Right.
I haven't gotten my membership card or anything, but I know I paid for my membership.
I'm pretty sure I sent you your card, though. So we can check on that. But
I was going to say, if I come there and I haven't got my membership card as yet, but you know,
you have your receipt, right? If you sign up online, you should have gotten an email. I'll take your receipt.
Okay, you'll take my receipt then. Yeah, I got to look for that.
Yeah, you have to be patient with me. It's only me one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. But I'm excited about this event that is happening on Saturday.
Saturday.
And Saturday, what time again?
8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And usually you have a big crowd when you come to BNT. Where are we going to park?
Across the street at QC.
And you pay to get into the event, right?
Correct.
And what's the price to pay to get into the event again?
$35 for non-members, $25 for members.
So see, this is why you need to become a member of BNTC.
It's a lot of perks.
There's a lot of discounts there and a lot of perks. And there's going to be a whole cultural event where you can have food, folks, and fun and activities there.
Correct.
Right? And then you sign up for your card. And if you sign up on that day,
you get a free drink.
So I can take advantage of free drink.
If you're a member and you bring two people to sign up for membership, you get in for free. So tell your friends.
I did a family package.
Then you get four people.
Okay.
So if you do a family membership, it's four persons inclusive of yourself under that membership.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Good. But then you can tell your extended family to come out.
Exactly.
And you bring them with you. You let them sign up. You get in for free.
So now, before you go, tell people how to get in contact with you at the BNT, and just in terms of this event that is happening on Saturday the 30th, and just if they want to get more information about becoming a member, or just to understand what the membership entails and the benefits of the membership, where do they call, where do they email in general?
All right, so our number is 393-1317. And that's our number. If you want to send an email or you want to inquire about the event, bntmembership@bnt.bs. Our website is bnt.bs. You can sign up for membership on our website. You can also find out about our perks as a member. You also can check out our Facebook, Bahamas National Trust. You want to check out our Instagram, Bahamas National Trust. You want to check out our TikTok, Bahamas National Trust. And you can buy your tickets if you check out our Facebook, our Instagram. We have all the links to our website to buy the tickets, to sign up for membership. Everything's there.
I just want to give a plug that if you want your child to do something extraordinary this summer, the Eco Camp at BNC is divine. It ain't no regular camp. It's a good camp.
It's a good camp. They have activities every day.
All
day. Speaking to our education officer.
And food included. Yes. For the kids there. So send me a flyer so I can actually promote that. Just
I will.
Because I enjoy it. I send a child there every year. It's an interactive camp. And they get free tours or whatever it is.
They got some fun things. I'm not going to speak on it.
Yes.
I've heard some, my ears have been to the streets, and I have heard that there's going to be some awesome stuff happening at Eco Camp this year.
Okay, good. So we'll take this commercial break, and we do our last 5 minutes on Ministry of Innovation and Ministry of Culture. So you call in, and thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Yes, and see you when you come back again.
All right.
Okay.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
And my last minute right now, I see you call a call back, so you get that last few, 1 minute. You call back in 30 seconds, you can get online. Like I said, I am interested in the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, right? I explain what heritage is, so I'm hoping that they... Okay, let me patch this caller through. Let's get this last caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, you good? Yes, I can hear you, caller. Give me the last 30 seconds.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I want to talk some about culture and culture and something that we can do for the future.
Go ahead.
Number one, I wish that we could start getting some of the immigrant artists to go inside the schools just communicate with the kids them and sing some songs. Two, I would like for, if our money is going to be invested in Junkanoo groups and stuff, they should be able to create some historical thing about the Bahamas and the guitar band. I want them to promote that. And I want them to promote a singing heritage day to promote our music in the Bahamas. It could go along with food.
Caller, I'm impressed. And this is the type of conversation I wanted to have to give suggestions. Since it's a new ministry, and we have no clue what this ministry is going to be doing, so we got to tell them, this is what we expect you to be doing. I expect more from the Junkanoo community. I don't think what they're producing is adequate for what we're trying to go do towards. I think more artisans need to be involved in the hotel industry, the tourist industry in general. So hopefully they make way and partner with Ministry of Tourism regarding that. I'm hoping that more Bahamians who in the Orange economy can make some money, right, to be involved in some activities. Innovation in general, I hope we get computerized. Everything should be digital now. That you go and be streamlined. It should be weird. I mean, the other day they had issues at the hospital. There was no one to sign people up. I'm hoping that as we move forward, everything digitalized, that ease of doing business is happening, because they keep on talking about it, but it's not happening. So we need to hash out. We need to hash out some ideas. We need to have some more conversations. We need to give and lend some ideas to the ministers. And as they bill out their ministries to have a permanent secretary and staff and everything, that they have a list of things that we think is lacking and needs our attention toward, that they be able to land on their feet running, right? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Tomorrow I suppose to have guests. Hopefully show up, right? Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian.
School medical don't have to be scary. At Premier Clinical Laboratory, our pediatric phlebotomy team makes every visit stress-free. Tiny arms get tender care. That's our promise. Visit us in Nassau on Collins Avenue, Carmichael Road, and Prince Charles, or in Freeport and Abaco with services available to other islands. We accept NHI and private insurance. Call 325-2030 today. Premier Clinical Laboratory. Testing done right.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, StreamTalkRadio.com, and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.